Welcome to the Business Success Network podcast with me, Stacey Calder, helping you to grow yourself and grow your business with tools, tips and techniques. Hi everybody, it is Stacey Calder from the Business Success Network and Magazine and the Business Success Podcast, and I am delighted today to be joined by my new partner in crime. I say new, it's been a few months now, but Claire Napper is with me. Hi Claire.
Hi. Yeah, I'm not a new partner in crime, I've been around for a while.
You have been around for a while, but we haven't done a podcast yet, so you are new to the podcast. So let's start with you then, because people have heard me kind of week in, week out for years now, which sounds quite scary, but you've been around the Business Success Network for quite a while. You've come on board as one of the team members, your sub-editor and community leader for the Women in Business, which we love. We're going to launch that. But tell us a bit about what you do when you're not Business Success Networking.
So when I'm not doing stuff with you, I have my own business called Sparkles Gift Boutique, and I do all personalized gifts, everything personalized. I can basically do it, but I also do lots of actual sparkly gifts. So rhinestones, glitter, always a good example, lots of rhinestones.
So if you are listening sparkly to this on Spotify, you will not see that Claire's just held up a very big coffee glass with lots and lots of sparkles.
So all the rhinestones you could possibly
that's kind
win.
Of how we came across each other. We were networking, Claire appeared on the scene very sparkly, and it's kind of one of those things that was like, wow, who is this woman and what does she do? And everyone wants something a bit blinged up in their life, I think. So
I was surprised how many people do, because I'm not typically a sparkly person myself outside of work.
Now, that's quite interesting, because you've said this before, and actually when you look at the things you wear and the way, you know, all those kinds of things, it's not like you are walking around with, you know, glistening earrings
and
rhinestones everywhere. So it might not be you, but actually...
But I love creating it.
Yeah.
I have made myself a denim jacket with all rhinestones around the collar and the cuff and a design on the back, and I have worn that a lot. But it's the only thing I own. I just love creating all the sparkly stuff. And I think it's the time and the attention to detail. I love making it. And I also, it's my go-to place if I'm stressed and I need to relax a bit. I'm like, oh, what can I use as a new product to make sparkly?
You must have the patience of a saint. Because I've seen you, we've been on calls before where you're sat doing stuff and I'm just thinking, how do you do it? It's like second nature to you now. I haven't got the patience. So... Yeah, I love it. I think it's brilliant. So we met because we were networking. We were going to quite a lot of the same networking meetings online. During lockdown, after lockdown?
Well, yeah,
it's during kind lockdown. Of all rolled into one now, hasn't it? And we got chatting. And actually, what I love about us is we were kind of networking and stuff first. But actually then, I remember one week, I think I shared the talk.
Yeah.
The 20 minutes. And I don't normally do this a lot, but I was talking about my story and I was sharing kind of the highs and the lows of business and mum and all that kind of stuff. And then the week later, you shared yours as part of that story. And I think we both kind of just went, oh, we want to work together. We want to do stuff. And we
both really bonded over each other's stories and just kind of the admiration for each other in what we've been through. And, you know, because I'm very much like you, I don't really talk about my story because I'm just like, well, I've done it and I'm here now. And, you know, I'm like, no one's going to care.
then they do care. And that's, you know, when I talk a lot about the positive and the negative voices in your head. And that's quite, you know, you saying, oh, nobody cares. They do. And I did. And I listened to your story and I was like, wow, this incredible woman has been through so much in her past and still pulled herself up and carried on and is now running a business, you know, running a family, all that kind of stuff. And I really related to it. And I remember, and this isn't me blowing my own trumpet by any means, this is me, and I genuinely, your words will stick with me for a long, long time. I remember I finished and you said to me, and I hope you don't mind me sharing, and you said, I wish I had somebody like you when I was growing up.
Yeah.
And I was just like, and that really, I just went, oh, and that was the phrase that made me go, right, Claire, that's it now. I'm adopting you into our business community. You're not going anywhere. I really want to work with you. And I think as the conversations went on, we were both kind of thinking, okay, how do we work together? Yes, I can buy from you. You can buy from me. But actually, we want to do something.
We want to do more. It's kind of like giving back to people at the same time and not just, oh, look, I can do this, make me some money. It's, you know, it's helping people shout out about what they've done, what they've achieved, where they've come from and everything that they do. Yeah. That's gone on the mad one.
So going back to your story, you know, and I am, I'm somebody, and within the network, you know, you'll hear me talk, people laugh at me, they shout assets at me all the time, because it, all I ever go on about apparently is marketing assets and sharing your story and creating that, you know, creating examples and ways to do that. So listening to your story and hearing, you know, you've just said it then, oh, no one's really that interested in my story because I'm still here and we're cracking on. Actually, it will motivate other people that are, have been in that position, that are in that position, that can't find a way out. And so I kind of said, right, let's give women a platform to do that, to share those stories. So I kind of rang you, and I don't even, to be honest, I don't even think we'd had a full conversation, and you went, yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
I was like, whatever it is, I mean, I'm down.
Yeah, it means we can work together. It means we're going to do something for all the amazing women that we know. And so we created Business Success in Women in Business. We set up the community. And actually, you know, for it's not been going that long, but to have a Facebook community with over 200 people in now, it's engaged, it's fun. Even my business coach, Ian Dixon, he said to me the other week, he's like, there's something really powerful when women come together in a community and it's all about rising each other up and helping and that kind of thing. And I thought, yeah, actually, this could be one of our strongest communities that we have with the Business Success Network. And you are, you know, you're always in there, you're sharing stuff. But it isn't just a Facebook group. We are launching the magazine as well.
Yes.
So and obviously now this is the launch of the Women in Business mini series for the podcast.
Yeah.
So
it's like we were launching the magazine, but why just have them in print when you can have them in person?
Absolutely. And I love the idea of getting people involved, sharing as many stories as we can. So coming up over the next few weeks, we've got lots of really interesting women. They're going to be taking a different subject each. So for those of you that are familiar with the magazine, you know, the standard UK one, we have 10 pillars, you know, sales, communication, relationships, health and wellness, lots and lots of different things that we think people need to grow themselves, grow their business. And these ladies are going to come in and they're going to share their tips around one of those themes. So I'm excited because we've got a whole day of podcasts today, actually.
I know.
These will be going out weekly, but actually, you know.
You get it one day. And the women we've got doing it are, like, they know their stuff. And I'm excited to kind of hear their tips and their advice and what on how they do what they do because, yeah, they are amazing.
Absolutely. And I think even, you know, 12 years in business for me. How long have you been in business now, Claire?
4 years now.
4 years. So there's always something you can learn. And it's even just, you know, someone could say something to you the same over and over again, and someone else says it, and it's their tone of voice or just the way they say it.
Just click, you go, and you're like, oh, yeah,
got it. I absolutely get it. So it's definitely, definitely going to be great. And like we said, we've got some awesome powerhouses. So it's just phenomenal. Tell us more about the magazine, Claire, and what your vision for it is.
So with the magazine, I know your magazine's been going for a while, but I want it to be end up being bigger than your magazine. That is my goal.
Hi, everybody. It is Stacey Carter from the Business Success Network and Magazine and the Business Success Network podcast. And I'm here today to tell you about our Business Success for Introverts Day. This is a whole day spent with me and a few other introverts where we will look at all the things that might stop you from running your business as effectively as you could, because marketing for introverts still means you can market your business. It still means you can get on that stage and you can share your story. So that's what I want to help you guys with. It will be based in Leamington. It will be face to face. We will be in the room together. So if you want more information on that, please go to the website businesssuccessnetwork.co.uk and look for the Introverts Day. Thank you.
Sorry.
Okay, carry on.
We are doing it a little bit differently. So you've got obviously your cover star page where you've got you're on the main cover, you get a double page spread. But on the double page, it's about you and your journey, but it's also about your top tips. And it can be in business, it can be in life, kind of whatever you want to share and help other people with. So it's our way of shouting about you, you kind of giving back to people at the same time. You can also advertise in there. We just want to make it a bit fun and engaging as well.
And I really like that, because like you said, it is different to the UK version. So as I said earlier, we have 10 pillars. Each double page spread is one of those pillars. And we've learned over the years that, you know, selling from a page doesn't necessarily work as well as it could. Whereas if somebody shares, you know, 7 headlines for the best blogs ever, or 9 tips to raise your profile, whatever it is, those sort of things work really well because people can see you're an expert and they read it, they go, wow, they know their stuff, let's ring them, let's have a chat, let's book them. So we know that's how it works. What I love about yours is you've gone, yeah, that works, so we're going to keep the one page article, but on the second page we're going to have, this is Claire and her journey, and this is her story, and this is why she's passionate and an expert about what it is on that next page. Yeah. So it's so different, but it is.
Because we always know about what people do in their business, and kind of we always find out like what they're doing, how they do it, but we never kind of find out why they do it or how they've got there and what their journey's been like. Mm-hmm. And I like finding out that things about people, because everyone's story is so unique and different, and you can be really surprised by them as well, because some people have gone through things you wouldn't even imagine, and it's like, oh wow, you wouldn't, like, you look at them and you wouldn't even know it. So I find it really inspiring that way.
Yeah, and this, and again, it's kind of a testament to how we got chatting and how we really started to, I mean, there's always a, like you said, there's always a business respect there, but as you get to really kind of dig deeper with someone and understand those challenges that they've been through. And, you know, we've both been through a fair share of challenges, whether business or home life. You know, I don't think you can be a parent, especially not me this week, without you know, facing some challenges and some tough times. And, you know, and I'm not just talking about parenting, you know, as women, there are lots of challenges. I work with quite a lot of people that almost get to a certain age and they've had a corporate career and then say, just don't want to do this anymore. So we have lots of, you know, everything from hormone changes to children, to, you know, whatever relationships that we have, and trying to juggle a business as well. So for us, this was all about kind of celebrating that, giving other women, giving people a platform, because, you know, I think especially women, we are a little bit quieter than some men, and we don't like to shout about ourselves and our achievements and our recognitions. But I am working on it. I am working. You're helping me to change that and to give women those marketing assets that they need to be able to say, hey, look, this is me in a magazine, or hey, listen to me on a podcast.
When I first wrote my story and I was like, I'm going to share it with people, I started doing it and then I shelved it because I wasn't ready to do it. And it took me about 6 months to come back to doing it. But it was always in the back of my mind that it was there. And it was kind of a stage when I got booked into the meeting. It was just like, if I don't do it now, I'm never going to do it.
And that's it, isn't it? It's building that confidence and having the environment. So I always talk about, you know, finding your cheerleaders. And so you knew when you were ready to share your story, you did it in a networking event that was very much full of your cheerleaders. There was, you could have, you know, you, and you didn't by any means, but you could have faltered, you could have forgot your words, you could have stammered your way through it.
You cried a lot of it.
You could have cried. And everybody would have still been there to virtually kind of pat you on the back and say it's okay, because you knew that environment. And that can be, sometimes it's a bit of a blessing and a curse to know people in the audience. One of the first times I shared my story, I took my husband along, and it's not until you get up on the stage and you think, oh my God, he's part of this story, and he's now filming with a camera. I hadn't really thought about that, but you just get on with it and do it. And I thought, I'll deal with the divorce after.
Deal with it after. I mean, he's still there, so it went all right.
Yeah, he's all right. It went okay. And actually now, you know, like you say, the awards last month were amazing.
Oh, I love the awards.
Again, it was giving people a chance to share their story. You were a sponsor at one of those awards, and you were a finalist as well. So, you know, again, it was sharing that with you that actually you can speak out, you can share your story.
Yeah.
People are interested.
Hi, everyone. I'm Claire Napper, and I am your sub-editor for the Business Success Network, Women in Business magazine. And I'm looking for all women that want have maybe an article to share about their journey, their business, their top tips in business, but especially the women that feel like they don't have a journey to share, because believe me, you do. So you can contact me at media@businesssuccessmag.co.uk.
So I did throw this on you about 20 minutes ago before we went live, that I was going to ask you for a business tip. Because we kind of, that's what we do on the podcast. Normally people share three tips. So I'll start with my tip, because then it gives you 2 minutes to think of one if you haven't already. So my business tip is pretty much what we've been talking about today, which is share your story on a multi-platform way. You know, think about podcasts, think about getting in magazines. I'm going to say it, marketing assets, you know, they are your best friend. If you don't share your story and shout about your business, then nobody will. So that's my top tip. My top tip is to, and really not worry about what people think, because like we said, you had your cheerleaders in that room, but actually sometimes it can be quite powerful to not know anybody in the room, because there's no prejudgments, there's nothing there to hear your story, and you are the speaker. So speaking is a really great marketing asset. Just make sure you've got loads of photos and things of it for your assets. But so that's for me, is like you said, write your story down, get it out there, share it, marketing assets. That's mine. What would yours be, Claire? Your top tip for business success?
Mine would be, especially when you're starting out self-employed, it's you get people around you who you think would be so supportive and they're not. And it's, oh, what you're doing is not a job. Go and get a proper job. Oh, you used to be so inspiring. Now you're just doing nothing. Don't listen to them. Don't let them get in your head. If you know your reasons for why you're doing what you're doing, and just believe in yourself. Don't let them don't let them drain your energy or your belief in yourself, because you're doing it for a reason.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. So I call those negative voices in your heads, I call them my neg ferrets, because to me, I just see their face on like this ferret body that's kind of sat on that shoulder. They're going at you in your ear going, and exactly what you said, you know, 12 years in business, I've been in business, and God love him, I love my dad, but he still says to me now, when are you going to get a proper job? When are you going to do this? You're never at home. Oh, you're always at home. And it's like, I can't win.
You can't win.
And sometimes you can't. Like I said, I love my dad. And if he's listening, which he probably won't be, because he doesn't understand what I do at all, I will never, ever get a proper job. And that's down to him now, because, you know, I can remember sitting there and him coming home from work and moaning about his, I've had a really hard day. And I just thought, why would I want something that I moan about every day? I never moan about my business, even on the hard days, just don't do it. So I don't know about you. I don't know what you call them, but I call them neg ferrets, and they are.
I call them my soul suckers.
Soul suckers. YouTubers is another one. Yeah.
If it's actual people, they're my energy sucking vampires.
Amazing. Do you know what? Actually, in this, if you are listening to this and you have a name for these people, these vampires, these mood hoovers, these
negative, let us know.
I want to hear it, because
you need to know.
You do. You can be talking about things like this, and I've done it from the stage before, and I say neg ferrets, and people laugh at me. But it was that I actually stole from a lady called Sharon Bott, who is incredible, and she was one of my first ever coaches when I went into business 12 years ago. And I remember her standing up with a picture of like a ferret with this head on, and she called them a neg ferret. So I have completely stolen it from her.
I love it, really. It's so different.
It is. But I just presume that everybody knows what it is. And it's, yeah, so that little voice in your head. But you're right. You know, it's really easy to pick up and hear those negative things. And yet someone could say to us, and let's face it, women do it all the time, that dress is lovely on you. And then one person can say, oh, I'm not sure. And that would be the one.
It just destroys everything. And you're like, oh, my God.
Absolutely. So
I mean, I'm lucky that I have a very supportive husband. So when I had a lot of people telling me to just stop what I was doing, his response was, fuck them, are they paying your bills?
There we go. I knew we'd get one F-bomb in it.
Sorry.
We tried so hard for 20 minutes.
First. We almost made it to 20 minutes. Sorry, people. That was good for me. But yeah, it is a good point, because you know, they know why I do what I do, but if they can't support me, then I don't need to worry about their opinions. So,
and your tip actually made a really good point, because you said when you first start out in business, you think there's going to be loads of people supporting you. And I think that is genuinely, I think everybody thinks that. So when I started in my business, I went and I pretty much business spewed over everyone I knew. I was, I'm starting a new business. You are really excited, aren't you? So you start talking at times 20% faster than you normally do. So it's like, mom, dad, I've got a business. And actually, they really don't care. They do care, and they're doing it from a place of care. But actually, like you said, when are you going to get a proper job? They're doing it because they don't, you know, it's not the norm anymore. It's just not, to kind of put yourself out there into the limelight and run a business. All they want is, you know, oh, it's Stacey, oh, it's Claire, and it's safe. Let them go and get a job. It's what, yeah, it's the normal thing to do. And I hate that normal thing, but it is.
I mean, we're anything but normal.
100%. But most people, they'll finish school, they'll go to college, go to uni, whatever, get a job. And especially when I was a kid, even business studies wasn't, you know, it never set me up to start a business kind of thing.
No, definitely.
And so people do it from a place of care, but they're not going to buy your candles. They're not going to, you know, write a story for your magazine. They're just not. So those people that you think are going to be your cheerleaders often are those negative voices. And that can really throw you if you're not prepared for it, I think.
Yeah, it can make you have some big wobbles and doubts in what you're doing. And just in yourself, really, as well.
Yeah, I never really expected it. But also on the flip side of that, what I didn't expect was to find a business community that is so supportive.
It's amazing how people that you didn't know as well, but you know through a business sense. And I found mine just through where I'd done Facebook events to sell things I was making. And they were my biggest cheerleaders. Mm. And they were so encouraging about me starting my business and kind of like, oh, try this and advertise here and go to this place. And yeah, my biggest supporters came from people that I didn't really know, which was
an amazing thing, isn't it? Now, like you say, we support each other. You're doing me a branded hoodie. I'm so excited about that. Yay. I keep seeing little messages come through about logos and I'm like, yay. You know, and you've supported me with the business awards. And, you know, what, 12 months ago, I don't think we even knew each other. And it is that thing of,
yeah, I think it's only just been about a year.
It's been incredible. But
now you're stuck.
Some of my closest friends now are people that I've met through my business. You know, they started off as a business coach, or they started off as a mentor that you didn't even know was going to be a mentor. I mean, who starts a business and thinks, I've got to go and find someone to kind of latch onto and be a mentor and soak it all in like a sponge. Yeah. But you do, and that's the most, you know, that's another tip right there, is literally absorb everything you can and all the positivity and just go for it.
And learn from everyone around you, because everyone's been there, done it, made the mistakes, got their own experiences. So you can learn so much from other people as well.
Absolutely. I love your business, and we are going to talk about more about the magazine in a minute, but I want people to know where they can find you. So if they're not looking and they are obviously looking to be in the Woman in Business magazine, but if they want to find you for your glitz and glamour, where can they find you?
So I have a page on Facebook just called Sparkles Gift Boutique. It is really easy to find, but I also have my website, which is www.sparklesgiftboutique.co.uk, and I have exciting stuff changing on it in the next couple of months. We're having a bit of a change.
You're quite seasonal, aren't you? So there's Father's Day gifts, there's like Mother's Day gifts, there's Christmas, lots of stuff going on. I did just mention Christmas in July as well.
Oh, I've already started planning my Christmas stock and Christmas designs. So I started that about a month ago.
Amazing. I love it.
Much to my husband's disgust, there's glitter being made for Christmas things, and it's just like, why is there glitter everywhere? And it's,
because you live with Claire. That's why there's glitter. Oh, amazing. And so obviously the magazine's going to come out pretty soon. We're currently getting everything together with articles and things like that. I want to tell people then what kind of, I say powerhouses, women, whatever you want to call them. Who do you want to meet? Who do you want to look for? Who do we want in this magazine?
I want people that obviously, we want people that want to shout and share about their journey. But I also want those that feel like no one will care about their journey, and that people that don't realise what they've been on, and help them have that platform to shout about it and just be like, you know what I've done is pretty fucking amazing, and I'm here and I've done it, and just give them that platform, because there are so many unsung heroes in business, and we are our own unsung heroes because we don't shout about ourselves enough. Well, you do. I don't.
I shout about a lot of other people, but even I don't shout about it enough sometimes.
It kind of, after I started sharing my story, and especially working with different people, business coaches and stuff, and learning, it's actually okay to go and shout about yourself and what you've done and what you've achieved. And like with the awards, it's like, you know, I'm a finalist. So it's, and I wasn't even fussed about not winning, because I was like, well, I've actually been recognised as a finalist. And that, to me, is bloody incredible. So
it was 600 nominees, and you were down to like the final few. It's amazing.
I know. I was so surprised. I cried when I found out.
Bless you.
I think because in my head I was like, I saw the people I was up against. I was like, I've not got a chance in hell. So when it was announced and I was there, I was like, oh my god, what? This isn't real.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful to see. And awards is another tip, isn't it? Get in and enter them, because let's face it, it's a really good way of showcasing your journey and all that kind of thing. I know you're really big about the journey, and actually we should do a podcast just on kind of people's why and
their
journey and stuff like that. But
well, I get to sponsor the casting I wanted this year, next year, so I'm happy with that.
Brilliant. I love it. And we will do a series of podcasts on awards, I think, in the run-up to next year, because they were just incredible as well. We could talk all day. I told us before we started we were aiming for 25 minutes. It has been 26 minutes and 48 seconds. So we are going to go now, because we are going
to
jump
on. We've got more people to get ready for.
We've got more people to talk about. All I'm going to say is thank you, Claire, because if it wasn't for listening to your journey, this wouldn't be happening now. We certainly wouldn't be on this journey together. Ladies, women in business, do go and speak to Claire. You can find her at media@businesssuccessmag.co.uk. We want all the women jumping into our inbox. Now,
find me on Facebook and add me or message me. I don't care where you find me.
Perfect. Men, this is nothing against you. We've got a podcast full of awesome men as well, but we are going to run this mini series for the ladies, and then maybe we'll come back with some awesome men after, which we will, because
because there are some pretty awesome men in there.
We have, and Gary Jones, who works on all the editing for this podcast. So me and Claire are just going to waffle on with some guests and he's going to do all the editing and make it look good. So a big thumbs up to Gary Jones from Grow Master.
He's going to make us look so professional. It's amazing.
I think it's impossible, Claire. Right. Thank you for joining me, Claire. And I will speak to you all very, very soon. If you are not yet in the two communities, I've got to share the two now. Business Success Network UK on Facebook is our main community. Business Success Network Women in Business is the community that Claire is running, designed especially for women. And I have to say, they're both very, very supportive groups. Some people like women only. Some people want a mix. Some people do both. Listen, get out there. That's all I'm going to say. Claire, it's been an absolute dream, not just the podcast, but everything. So thank you so much.
I love everything we've been creating, and I'm excited to see where we're going to take it.
Fabulous. We will see, well, we won't see, but we will hear from all you listeners very, very soon. Have a fantastic day. Thank you all for listening. I hope you've enjoyed it. If you have, please leave us a review. And until next time, I'll see you soon.